bill has been advertised as a one-time action that needs to be taken during desperate times. But if you actually look at the details, the stimulus is not a one-time program as been advertised. Yes, there are lots of one-time pork projects in there, but there's actually hundreds of billions of dollars in funding that's going to existing government programs now. And the stimulus, you know, we've been told is only for 1 or 2 years. But since they're now funding several hundred billion of dollars into existing government programs, it seems to me that those government programs are going to want to sustain their sort of enhanced funding levels, you know, past that 1 or 2 year period. And I think that if we as Americans think it's painful to figure out who gets this money right now, imagine trying to figure out who you're going to take it away from.
Well, it is a difficult task, I think, to try to get out of this economic malaise that we're in. You saw the president last night in his first primetime press conference. Does any of that strike you as accurate, the fact that if we don't act now, that it will turn from a problem into catastrophe?
Well, I don't, you know, I am an American who is an optimist. I believe in our country, and I believe in the incredible innovation resiliency of our folks. And I don't think the president is giving Americans enough credit for the kind of nature that we all share that made our country as great as it is. But what I see is that there's a lot of broad stroke talking without any focusing on the details. So, for example, in my op-ed, one of the things I'm talking about is when you fund existing government programs, the way that our current budgetary system works is that because it's already been approved by Congress, there's a natural assumption that, well, that must be okay. We call that incremental funding, and it forms the basis of the following fiscal year. So what you will see is that these several hundred billions of dollars that are now going into the existing government programs, theoretically for the 2010 budget or the 2011 budget, most agency heads will start at that point and then add a few extra percentage points above that in preparing their next year's budget. Zero-based budgeting, which is what I'm advocating, is where an agency says, what is my mission? What do I need to do? How many people do I need to accomplish it? And then you build from that bottom-up sort of structure, and that constitutes the basis of what your fiscal year budget is.
Yeah, there have been zero-based budgeting initiatives in the past. It kind of came right after total quality control engineering and other things that have faded into the past. But so what you're really saying is that at some level, $500, $600 billion, that new spending that's coming out in this extra bill will be built into the floor of the 2010 spending.
Exactly, Tom. And that means that we will, from that point onward, continually increase the deficit. So rather than the current actions decreasing or somehow stimulating things in such a way that we can generate revenue that will ultimately reduce the deficit, we will actually be increasing our deficit incrementally every single year. And as I said, rather dramatically, burying our kids under a mountain of debt. I mean, you looked at some of these programs. I highlighted the McKinney Act because I mentioned it in my last week's op-ed, but it was funded at $2 billion in 2008, and it's currently proposed to be increased up to $6 billion. Well, it's very hard to take an entitlement program like that and ratchet it down. And so what you have to assume is that it's just going to keep increasing. But was that ever the original intent of Congress? Or was it all just that Congress was trying to figure out places to place money and everyone had their special earmark and pork project and it got put in there? And so what is not happening right now is considering where they're going in 2011 for that budget. And that normally is the responsibility of the deputy director of management at OMB to work with those agency heads to do that evaluation of their performance and their projections and prepare that initial, you know, set of plans that will ultimately turn into the budget that OMB will give to the president and that the president will give to Congress. And of course, as you know from last week, since the nominee for the deputy director of management actually stepped down, they're already at a little bit of a disadvantage.
That's very true, and so are we, because we're running out of time. Okay. But quickly, your cheers and jeers for today. You've got lots of cheers this morning.
Well, I'll just make them really quickly. One of them is a cheer to some folks at GSA, Bob Martinez, Patrick Jones, and Paul Davis, and Tim Cashman, because they've done something that's very cool, which is they've installed something called a Dragon Power Station at ports of entry in Otay Mesa, which means that there are these metal plates that have these pressurized units underneath. It's kind of complex, but whenever a truck rolls over it, it creates an energy cell that then can be used to fuel, you know, activity at the port, whether it's power, lights, you know, whatever. But it's very nice because trucks are obviously going to be rolling over the road, so you might as well turn it into an energy-producing activity.
That's good. I like that.
Read the stimulus.org just real quickly. The stimulus is getting so complex, especially now that they're about to go to conference. There's so much going on. It's one place that shows the House bill. It shows the Senate bill. It's a way for folks to kind of try to understand what is happening with all of our taxpayer dollars. And then I guess the last is
your jeers to the Treasury Department.
How can you overspend $78 billion? You know, as a parent with teenagers, you know, you're always, counseling them to be wise with their money, things like this. But this is an order of magnitude. This is not just a small oversight or an error. $78 billion.
Don't you spend that every weekend at Abercrombie?
Yeah, really. This is more than the budget of most of the federal agencies. Individual agencies, very few of them have budgets that size, and to overspend that on one single action bodes very ill for the spending of the second tranche of money for the TARP, much less the almost $1 trillion that they're proposing for the stimulus. I am very concerned about that.